One of the greatest gifts that my parents gave to me was an excitement about the faith. They regularly passed on this excitement and energy about God's Word and about living the Christian life that just absorbed me. I was just so excited about that. I remember when I was a preschooler, I learned about Jesus being the light of the world with a flashlight and a mirror. We were in the closet. My dad says, here's Jesus, he's like the flashlight, and we're like the mirror shining all around. And what happened was that I got this picture of who Jesus is as being the light of the world. I still remember that to this day. I remember when I was in elementary school, we were memorizing scripture regularly as a family. And my dad said, everybody go in, there are four kids in my family. So my dad said, you guys all go in the kitchen and get a pot and a wooden spoon. So we did. We went in there, we came back, lined up behind my dad. And my dad had these Bible verses with tunes to them. I don't know where he got the tunes back then. But we would go marching around the house following my dad. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. 1 John 4:4, bang, bang. And we go marching down the kitchen and through the living room and around the hall and down the other hall and into the bedroom and over the bed. And we just had a great time. Bible time was the most exciting time in our family. My parents passed something very valuable on to me. And I think that's the most important thing we can do with our children.
We want our children to develop a love for God's Word that's going to grow with them through the ages. So when they're young, we're going to be teaching them in fun and exciting ways how relevant the Bible is to their lives. And we want that enthusiasm to grow with them as they get older. So each stage along the way, we're interacting with them in a way that meets them at their age, but is making the scriptures come alive for them, engaging them in God's Word.
You see, one of the key things I think that makes this work is that we're teaching children in their own language, the language of activity. So that children are learning with creativity and life experience, all about the Bible. I think some parents sit around the table and read the Bible to their kids. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but it's a very adult way of learning. I think that if we can use the language of children, which is activity, to teach them, they'll remember the truths for a longer period of time. Sometimes it's hard, though, to be creative. So we're encouraging parents to do science experiments or tie in their faith in different ways in order to help kids catch a vision for what it means that the Bible is relevant and exciting for them right now.
We also want children to see that we as parents are living out our faith in active ways, that it's a part of our everyday life. It's not just a Sunday experience where you grab your Bible and go to church, but every day we're living out our faith. We're talking with the Lord. We think that it's helpful for parents to be spiritually transparent with their children so that children are seeing parents wrestle with issues on a spiritual level and reaching out to the Lord for guidance and relying on Him for peace and patience. We need to do those kind of things in front of our children so they see our active faith.
It's important for children to experience faith at home. If we believe that we're accomplishing our spiritual duty as parents by taking our children to church or enrolling them in a Christian school, then we're missing something very important. We need to help our children see that living out their faith at home is going to provide them with the reality that it's real and that here's how it works and this is what we do and this is how you handle conflict or emotions or temptation or this is how you are praying on a regular basis for what God wants to do in our lives. When children see it in action, then they catch it in a personal way.
And as we live out our faith, doing service projects for others, we want to include our children in that as well. So our children see that the faith is active. We're loving other people. We're serving others. We're serving from a heart response, not because we have to, but because, well, we love the Lord and He calls us to care for one another. And so we want to include children in the process all the time, talking about the Lord and how we're serving Him day to day.
If you're looking for some creative ways to make this happen, I want to recommend two websites for you. Both of them are managed by the National Center for Biblical Parenting. One is the website TakeTheFamilyChallenge.com. You can go there, sign up for the weekly email that you get once a week that helps you be a spiritual trainer in your home. It just comes once a week and has a creative idea, Bible story, and a lesson learned that you can put into practice. The other one is BiblicalParenting.org, and there you can check out the Family Time Activities books. Books that are designed to put creativity to God's Word in ways that children can enjoy and accept. What we're trying to do is pass on the faith to our kids in creative ways. When kids catch it that way, it changes who they are. They fall in love with God and His Word. We're just trying to help children understand that on a heart level.